We have photos at comonews.com.
All right, check it out. Art Sanders with a Como Extra. They were one of the top psychedelic rock bands of the 60s. They had a lot to say about the time, says Paul Kantner, one of the leaders of Jefferson Starship, then Jefferson Airplane. He says, for example, in the song Volunteers.
It's more or less a news report of what's going on in the country around us at the time. Look what's happening out in the streets. Ain't it amazing all the people I meet? Come on now, dancing in the streets.
It was around the time of the Summer of Love for the San Francisco-based band's biggest hits. Don't you want somebody to love? White Rabbit, with veiled and not-so-veiled references to drug use. Paul's been with the band from Jefferson Airplane to Jefferson Starship to Starship, a band that's moved with the times and feeds off its audience.
Well, there's an energy that transpires between the members of the band that's undefinable. And there's also the element of just simple music and why this collection of notes and harmonies and melody lines and instruments come together to create an emotional connection in another mind. First time we came to Seattle, we played in some club down near the Space Needle, and we were unknown. And I think about four people came to our show. I think sometimes there was more people on stage than in the audience. But we had a really good time. It's a very nutritious area from my point of view.
Jefferson Starship plays the Snoqualmie Casino next Thursday. Art Sanders, Como News. Well, if you love Prince, you're going to love this.